Today, 30th of April, 2018, Monday. New Dwarf Temple in Los Angeles. We are reading from Cantor 1, Chapter 7. And the son of Dronacharya punished, starting from the shloka number 36, and these are the Lord Shri Krishna's words teaching Arjuna the principles of religion. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yes, we got the shloka on the board, on the screen. Matam pramatam unmatam. Matam pramatam unmatam. Suptam balam striyam jadam. Suptam balam striyam jadam. Prapanam viratam bhitam. Prapanam viratam bhitam. Naripum hanti dharmavit. Naripum hanti dharmavit. Please. Ladies, please. Careless. Pramatam. Intoxicated. Unmatam. Insane. Suptam. Asleep. Balam. Boy. Striyam, woman. Jadam, foolish. Prapanam, surrendered. Viratam, one who has lost his chariot. Bhitam, afraid. Na, not. Ripam, enemy. Hanti, kill. Dharmavit, one who knows the principles of religion. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. A person who knows the principles of religion does not kill an enemy who is careless, intoxicated, insane, asleep, afraid, or devoid of his chariot. Nor does he kill a boy, a woman, a foolish creature, or a surrendered soul. And the purport, Srila Prabhupada elaborates, saying that an enemy who does not resist is never killed by a warrior who knows the principles of religion. Formerly, battles were fought on the principles of religion and not for the sake of sense gratification. If the enemy happened to be intoxicated, asleep, etc., as above mentioned, he was never to be killed. There are some of the codes of religious war. Formerly, war was never declared by the whims of selfish political leaders. It was carried out on religious principles, free from all vices. Violence carried out on religious principles is far superior to so-called non-violence. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakai Chakshuram Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Durvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shwasad Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Yes, very interesting that here we see Lord Shri Krishna teaches Arjuna practically Bhagavad Gita in one shloka, isn't it? Just Bhagavad Gita in one shloka. He repeats the same message very concisely, preaching about religious principles. As a reply to Arjuna's action of non-violence. On the excuse of being compassionate and merciful. But as we could see from Bhagavad Gita, it doesn't look like a compassion in the mode of goodness, and because rather it was based on the weakness of the heart of Arjuna, seemingly. I'm shouting at full of my lungs. Should I swallow that mic? I'm really close to it. I'm trying hard. Yes. So thank you. Thank you for giving me extra shakti, extra encouragement. Yes. So, please forgive me. It's my shortcoming. I have a very, very weak voice. Yes, thank you. And by the way, thank you for the opportunity to have your association and darshan of Bhagavatam right from the very first day of my arrival here in this wonderful temple. And here we see that the subject is very familiar with Bhagavad Gita. So a devotee also should never feel weak or should never show his weakness, excusing himself with different reasons, being sick, being so-called compassionate, or whatever. That whenever there is a need to fight, or for the Kshatriya, or to preach for the Brahmana, or to do some business for the Vaishya, or to give protection to the cows, or to do some work for the Shudra, one should never excuse himself, as was taught by Lord Krishna to Arjuna. Yes, Krishna told Arjuna, you are speaking wise words, but you are going to act foolishly. So it's not an excuse, being a Kshatriya, to join the pacifist party is not a solution. Yes. And here, Lord Krishna gives a list of the situations or persons not to be killed or attacked. If one is surrendered soul, or if he is a fool, or is a woman, or boy, or look, powerless personalities, or insane personalities. Because we know that the code of the Kshatriya is that by fighting the battle, he is being elevated to the higher standards and higher situation than he is in the present. But if he doesn't meet another enemy or challenge, he should not challenge a person who is powerless. Yes. Of course. The chapter starts from the question of Shaunak Rishi to the Suta Goswami, following the story of conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva, glorious conversation known throughout the three worlds, glories of which spread throughout the three worlds because of it gave a reason Srimad Bhagavatam to be told or born. Yes, because this is another wonderful story where a disciple and Srila Vyasadeva, literal incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, was actually chastised by his spiritual master, Narada Muni, whom he accepted as high authority voluntarily. So Narada Muni disclosed him the so-called shortcoming of compilation of his Vedic literature, not explaining the laws of the principle of the activities of devotional service. So here we see that in this chapter, it is said that Shaunak Rishi asked what next Srila Vyasadeva did. It's, in other words, what a disciple did after being chastised by a spiritual master. Did he become depressed, confused, or maybe angry? If a disciple has a kshatrik nature, if a spiritual master would chastise him, and if he is not really fully surrendered soul, he may become angry. In Bhagavad Gita, we see that that Arjun confirms his qualification of a devotee in few places, and one of them is 11th chapter, having a darshan of Virat Rupa of Lord Krishna. He said, it must be so. He said, let it be. Let it be that the world becomes joyful by hearing your holy name, your glories through the chanting of the holy name. And Arjuna says that envious ones, non-believers, atheists and demons flee away being afraid of the Lord. And this way Arjuna shows that he is like really, really a qualified Madhyamadhikari devotee, confirming that, my dear Lord Krishna, as you say, as you arrange, so it must be. And here we see also that being asked, Suta Goswami being asked by Shaunak Rishi, so what happened next? How did the Srila Vyasadeva reacted? What was his reaction after being chastised by the spiritual master? And actually, he took it as a vani, as an instruction. Yes? A neophyte devotee, he may feel depressed or offended even maybe. Yeah? If he does something and then some other devotee chastises him, or temple president chastises him, because temple president is also acting like a guru, like a teacher. Yeah? Teaching the neophyte devotee. So he may react inadequately. So therefore, Shaunak Rishi was very keen, very keen. How did the Srila Vyasadeva acted afterwards? Because any activity of a pure devotee, of an exalted personality, of a Mahajan, is an exemplary activity. Example to be followed. So Shaunak Rishi wanted to get some inspiration. Inspiration. What did really Srila Vyasadeva did afterwards? And here we read that some instructions which Suta Goswami shares, that Srila Vyasadeva, he fixed his mind, perfectly engaging it, linking his mind in devotional service, bhakti yoga. So it means that as soon Srila Vyasadeva got instructions from Narada Muni, you know, you have to explain loving devotional service, direct activities in connection to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Vyasadeva right away started practicing himself. Right away. He was not thinking, oh, maybe after tomorrow I will start chanting 16 rounds. Yeah? Oh, from tomorrow or from after 1 month or whatever, I will start following the regulative principle. No, right away. So he immediately fixed his mind in devotional service on the lotus feet of the Lord without any tinge of materialism, and thus he saw the Absolute Personality of Godhead along with his external energy, which was under full control. Due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, links of himself as a material product, thinks himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reactions of material existence. Further, Suta Goswami preaches to Shaunak Rishi. Preaches, why is it, how is it that a conditioned living entity fells under the influence of the external energy of the Lord and remains under this energy? So to overcome it, overcome the influence of the external energy, or to surrender to the influence of the internal energy, yoga maya of the Lord, you have to practice devotional service, like personal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service. And interesting enough that by traveling and reading personally Bhagavatam and giving classes and reading, discussing with the devotees, from time to time I come across in different stories of the Bhagavatam of the what is, gives us, at least me, so much inspiration, that the shlokas glorifying the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And practically in every story of Bhagavatam, we will find instruction given by some exalted personality. even where we have read, I travel somewhere now in Europe, we've read the song sung by Lord Vishnu, the stories of Prachetas. And Lord Shiva gave them the few shlokas, few mantras, few prayers glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead. And concluding, he said that, I'm asking you, my dear Prachetas, whose determination is, by whose determination you are glorious throughout the world, all the worlds, please consider these prayers very seriously. So, in other words, he asked them to put those prayers into their hearts and practice them through chanting this holy name of the Lord. Lord Shiva, yes, he also confirms being a topmost Vaishnava by asking Prachetas to chant the holy names of the Lord. Yes. And we know that Lord Kapila Dev also gives instruction to Mother Devahuti by saying that every devotee should be engaged in main two activities. Listen to the katha, discussion on the transcendental subject matter, and always, always, continuously chant the holy name of the Lord. We know famous story of Ajamil where Lord Yamaraj gives an amazing preaching session, Namahata, for the Yamadutas. Yeah? Like saying, those who chant, those who have the Kantimala, and those who chant the holy name of the Lord, my dear servants, don't come close to them even. Because the Yamadutas themselves admitted that, what happened? We were meant to take this Ajamil to the for punishment to you, and he slipped away. And those shining personalities, we couldn't recognize, but they shined like a suns, millions of suns, overpowered us, and we couldn't do nothing against that. And Yamaraj admitted himself. He said, I'm not the supreme person here in this universe. There are transcendental personalities whom you should not touch and avoid them. Yes. And Shukadeva Goswami himself also in the second canto of Bhagavatam, in the very first chapter, he glorifies the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, saying that this relieves anyone chanting the holy names of the Lord from the fear and doubt. So, which any story we take, it gives us so much inspiration just to continue with the chanting. Just continue with the chanting. And here we see also that Lord Krishna gives Arjuna the instruction that you should not show mercy by releasing this relative of a Brahmana, Brahma Bandhu, for he has killed innocent boys in their sleep. Yes? We see again that Lord Krishna again preaches. He told that same thing in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. You have to show mercy to the qualified ones and punish unqualified ones. But in another word, in another shloka, in today's shloka, he says, you shouldn't punish those who are weak, who are to be protected, who are to be cared. Yes. So we see that knowing the laws, the principles of religion is essential. It's not an option. It's not an optional. Like recently I had a program in Luxembourg. It's a small country. It's like a one city, one town country in Europe. And we had program in vegan cafe. The owner of that vegan restaurant was Indian gentleman who is kind of Krishna's friend. He is not a devotee, but he always lets us use his facility on the second floor of the restaurant. He has some a hall, small place room for the class. And for 2 days we had programs there. And on the second day he came himself to the class with his beloved dog. He brought a dog. And who can say something for him? He's the owner of a place. He can do anything he likes. So he came to the program with a dog, big dog. Luckily, the dog was well behaved. He just lay down there and you know, seemingly listened. I don't know. But he was lying down there. And because that program was for new people and so quite few guests were there, so I was telling them something about reincarnation, about the 8,400,000 species of life, and you know, I told them that you know, human form of life, that practicing religious principles is not optional; it's obligatory. You have to know, you have to study, you have to follow. Otherwise, you are not better than an animal. And I said, you are not better than that dog. Okay, he swallowed that pill, but when the time for the questions came, he said, I have a question. And he gave a preaching session of at least 10 minutes. How his dog is an exalted personality. How his dog, owners of that place, is such an exalted person, he's better than a human being. He's better. And he preached to all the audience at least for 10 minutes that his dog is some saintly personality, well behaved, and he said, this dog inspired me to open this vegan restaurant. This dog gives me so much inspiration to maintain it. And you know, he glorified the dog for at least 10 minutes. I couldn't believe. An Indian gentleman. I couldn't believe. And he said his birth and his form of life is better than the human. Oh my God. And devotees who were arranging the program, they know that person. They know that gentleman and they know that he is like, well, and I don't know under which category we read, intoxicated or insane, or he's foolish, or he's asleep. I don't know. Under some of the categories he falls. Like, you couldn't believe a person speaking like that. And when he finished, I tried to confirm that. I tried to tell that, you know, usually dogs don't build churches, and even they never go to the churches voluntarily, and they don't read Shastra, and they're not interested in cultural events. And, you know, they are not intellectual and they are not cultural developed persons. Oh, he couldn't agree with that. He didn't agree with that. I couldn't believe that. So I said, oh, okay, let it be. As you say, if you are happy with your philosophy, it's okay. But this is the first time I met such a stubborn person. And later on with the devotees we were talking about that, it's most probably it's not about the dog. It's most probably something from the previous lifetime. It's about personality, you know, attachment to a particular person. And doesn't matter which form of body he receives life after life, I think they follow each other life after life. Because such an attachment, you know, deep love and surrender and service to that person, gentleman, you can't really call him gentleman, you know. He couldn't recognize a dog. He was like seeing the personality in that body, deeply conditioned body. That personality, he maintains still his attachment to the body. So that's why even he developed his own weird philosophy because of that. So we can see that, you know, the conditioned soul under the influence of external material energy, he can't see the things. He can't see the reality. he can't see the reality. He's totally, totally bewildered by seeing what he wants, but not actually what is. So, bewildered by the desire to enjoy, the person may think that, oh, this small plate is so valuable, you know. It comes from, I don't know, say, China or India, and it has a few hundred years old, so it's so valuable. Although it's a metal piece. So people have at home some valuable, you know, furniture or paintings. Recently somebody told that in one famous museum in France, they found out that half of their paintings are fake, are copies, not originals. Although they're presenting them as like, you know, valuable originals, and this is the museum and like that, and you know, adding so much value to the painting, which has no connection with God or with saintliness or just some personalities or some nature paintings. And they are not original even. So, you know, in every step, the living entity, conditioned soul, is cheated in this world. Even if the painting is original, so what? So what? It's just a material, some paint, frame. What? And show it to the dog, what it will say. It will sniffle, smell. Oh, it's not tasty. No interest. So that's why. And from this shloka, we have to learn few lessons. That learning, studying the religious principles is obligatory, is a must. Is a must. Transcendental education, spiritual education, mundane education. Yes, we can see so many universities, schools throughout the world. So many. And the education is so expensive in different parts of the world. So expensive. And still, as Prabhupada complained, no lessons on the spiritual subject matter. What's the use of expensive mundane education if a person still, being a professor, may not know his real identity? So what? Maybe there is some value. The value from material mundane education that you will earn more money. It's okay. Well, you will be a sophisticated materialist. But otherwise, what's about next lifetime? Next lifetime you may end up as a dog with all your previous professor education, which doesn't help you. You may want to say a word, but you can't. You are a dog. So this is with every shloka, with every word of Lord Shri Krishna, with every word of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we have to extract inspiration to get encouragement. Get inspired. Learn. And preach. Of course, practice ourselves first of all, so that to show the example and preach. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Harinam Sankirtanyaga Ki, Sri New Dvarak Temple Ki, Shri Rukmini Dvarkarisha Ki, Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Ki, Shri Gaurinhai Ki, Gaura Premanandi. Thank you so much, dear Vaishnavas. Thank you.